The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, Episode 209. Welcome to a brand new week of Bible reading and devotional thoughts. How cool it is to have you join me. If this is your first time with us, feel free to pull up a chair and pour a cup of coffee, tea, or whatever your favorite beverage might be. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we're back in Psalms with chapters 125 through 129, and our Bible translation this week is the English Standard Version. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Psalms chapter 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negeb. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalms chapter 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Psalms chapter 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalms chapter 129. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, "Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms. Nor do those who pass by say, 'The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.'" May God bless the reading of His Word. So, as most of us begin a new work week, let's take a look at Psalms chapter 127. Most scholars believe that this psalm was written by Solomon. He was the son of King David and succeeded David to the throne of Israel. Solomon is known for many things, but he's most noted for being the wisest man who ever lived, for writing the Old Testament books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and for building the first temple in Jerusalem. It's believed that Solomon had the building of the temple in mind when he wrote this chapter. He began the chapter with the words, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain." And the house here refers to the temple, the house of the Lord. But we also believe that this can be applied to building a family or pretty much any other endeavor. If God is not in it, there will be no lasting value. So as we get the last week of February rolling, let's seek God's will and His blessing of our work. Let's ask God to guide our steps and our decisions. Let's invite Him to step in and take over in our home, our work, our school, our church. Let's ask Him to build our house because we don't want our labor to be in vain. We want the fruit of our labor to last. Are you with me? Feel free to write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd really love to hear from you. Let me know what you like about the podcast and if you have any suggestions to make the show better. We're family here and I'd like to hear what you have to say. I invite you to subscribe to the show in iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast listening software is. If you need to find the RSS info, it's at lifespringmedia.com. Just look in the sidebar that's on the right-hand side of the page. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.